The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 4, Scene 6. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
This is Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
And I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And we're going to talk about three different shows today. First, Rich and Julinda and I are going to talk about Sister Act, which is playing at Virginia Repertory Theater through January 6th. After she witnesses a murder, an aspiring disco singer takes refuge in a convent where she converts the pitiful choir into a rocking ensemble. What did y'all think? And of course, this was also the movie which many people saw with Whoopi Goldberg.
I think that you guys liked it a lot more than I did. I thought that everyone involved with the show was excellent, enjoyed the set, enjoyed the sound design and the lighting design. The music was great, but I don't know, I just walked away not feeling much.
Didn't have that spark.
It didn't, and at least not for me. I think you guys had a much more positive take.
It's the kind of show that people who don't see a lot of theater are going to be drawn to because they're familiar with it. They know the story. They've seen the movie.
Right.
And that's the kind of a show that brings people into the theater. And I think that's a good thing.
Talking about the specifics of the show, Felicia Curry, who has been in town before and done some great work, I thought she was spunky. She just never really had that comic spark that could have made that role powerful.
But I don't know if the musical version of that role is as comedic as, I mean, Whoopi Goldberg is
right,
hilarious.
Sure,
but,
right,
you know,
right.
I think that she supplants that with vocal fireworks.
Power, right,
yeah.
Sure. Oh, she can sing. Not quite, everybody can sing. It was a great sounding cast. Anthony Smith, who has done a great job before, the orchestra sounded fantastic.
They did.
Agreed. There are some highlights. When I Find My Baby, which is the boyfriend who's, when I find her, I'm going to kill her. As a sweet R&B number, I really enjoyed that. I did think that was very well done.
Anytime the nuns were on stage, there was just tons of fun. They were also eager and innocent and charming that I think they really brought a level of energy to the show when you had all of them on stage at once that was really a standout. Kelsey Cordry especially and Gwen Wood both really stood out for me.
Yeah, I was going to mention the two of them. They really brought a little bit extra to it. I enjoyed the costuming.
And the set, Ron Culler's set, was lovely. The big arches and the granite block kind of basic elements and then some pieces in front of it. It was very impressive, at least the overall set. The smaller pieces were just kind of okay, but the big background I thought was kind of nice.
It was impressive. And it was well designed, but I felt something was missing. I somehow was expecting more from the set than what was there.
So overall, I'm hearing we thought this was a pretty fun show, but not as fantastic as it could have been.
Well, I'd say that for theater people, it may not have been as fantastic as you would hope. But for your average person who's going to go to the theater, they'll love it.
I'd agree with that.
All right. We've been talking about Sister Act, which is playing at Virginia Repertory Theater through January 6th. Now, Claire, Julinda, and I are going to review a 1940s radio Christmas carol, which is playing at Swift Creek Mill Theater through January 5th. First, let me say there's the 1940s radio show, which was the original version of this, and this is a new spruced-up Christmas version where we're taken behind the mics of the show as a group of actors put on a play of the Dickens classic in 1943, Newark. Like many sequels, it took a lot of the same stuff and just rehashed it without being as clever or as hilarious. What did y'all think?
Well, I haven't seen the original version of this show, so I can't really compare it. But I thought that this was a pretty enjoyable holiday show. Julinda and I agree. The coolest thing about this show is getting to see two of the actors perform the sound effects for the radio show.
Gordon Graham and Claire Gates both did a great... And that was the fun of the last one, too, is you watching all these sound effects being created.
I also thought the ensemble was really strong here.
Strong voices all the way around. They had a lot of fun characters. I did think that, again, Claire Gates and Tara Callahan Carroll both were standouts, both great voices. They created lots of interesting, fun characters, too. I think some of the problem might have been the script. It kind of rambles some. It could have been a lot tighter and maybe been funnier. A lot of the jokes really weren't that funny. You know, good old Tom Wirth, the one thing he's known for as a director is keeping things moving, and he kept the energy up, and the cast seemed to be enjoying it. I just don't think the play is that funny.
The ensemble was very strong. Everybody's voices were great.
Right.
The pace kept going rather well. But at the end, maybe it could have been cut just a little.
You know, especially that last scene, which just kind of just petered out there at the end. You're like, what? That's how it's going to end?
Well, the beginning and the end were kind of just
ramping
done
up
as
and
a,
ramping down.
Yeah, it was just pedestrian, as if they hadn't actually started entering into their roles yet.
Right, right. And once it became the radio play, and by the way, for the audience, they have an applause sign and a laughter sign, and so we're the audience. And they actually hand out a whole other program that has fake biographies for all the actors on stage, which was kind of fun if you want to take the time to read that later. But as far as the show overall, what are we thinking here?
I thought it was an enjoyable show. I think I agree. It was a little too long.
Absolutely enjoyable. Worth the trip out to Swift Creek to see it.
I would say it was a lot of fun, too. So we had a good time. We've been talking about a 1940s radio Christmas Carol, which is playing out at Swift Creek Mill Theater through January 5th. Now we're going to keep rolling along with Whose Holiday, which is playing at Richmond Triangle Players through December 15th. If you saw Christmas on the Rocks, this is bringing back Kimberly Jones Clark as Cindy Who, and this time it's just a one-woman show of Cindy.
I think Kimberly Jones Clark is absolutely fabulous, but my issue with this, it was as if you took something that was supposed to be a short skit and then you turned it into an entire evening length play.
1 hour, yeah.
So there was just too much of Cindy Lou Who.
Kimberly has incredible timing. She's just flawless in her delivery, and she's got a great face. She could mug, and she could do a lot of fun, and I think she was very funny a lot of times. The play just does kind of drag on, especially the prison sequence.
I'm going to disagree with both of you a little. I agree that Kimberly Jones Clark was fantastic in this role. I think she's so funny.
Kimberly was also great with the audience. There was a couple of interactions.
Yeah. The audience interaction was fantastic.
Yeah.
I kind of liked that this play went into some dark places, because I think that ultimately, the story we're getting here, while really funny, is a woman who is struggling with addiction and trauma and the aftermath of essentially being groomed into an abusive relationship from childhood. And that's some very real stuff. And I thought, actually, that Kimberly Jones Clark delivered all of this in a way that we're never making fun of this woman. We never see her, I guess, coping behaviors without also seeing the trauma that's led to them. And I really appreciated that.
So that people don't get the wrong impression. This is definitely not a family show.
It's a little bit raunchy, cheerfully raunchy,
yes. I said. And it's mostly funny. There is some darkness, but mm-hmm. I don't want people to think, oh, this is a heavy psychological drama. It's all in rhyming couplets, mm-hmm. for crying out loud. It's got to be kind of silly because it keeps moving.
Yeah, and that's, I think, part of what I mean when I'm saying that's so impressive, is that it's kind of like a Dr. Seuss book about some really real stuff, and it actually deals with them. It's not just surface level jokes and humor, although there is a lot of surface level humor.
And Claire, I really appreciate the way you put that, because mm-hmm. that's very true and very real. The way she handled that character, the way the script handles that character, it puts some things that are very dysfunctional into a very respectful plane, but mm-hmm. still maintains all the humor.
Absolutely.
And I just want to mention, both of these fellow reviewers skipped out at intermission and did not stay for the short little cabaret afterwards.
Which I regret.
And you should regret it, because Joshua Wortham is on piano, and he is either accompanied by Georgia Rogers Farmer or Shannon Gibson Brown, who both sing some very clever contemporary holiday songs and a couple of traditional ones. It's really quite a lively and fun little top-off for the end of the evening. So I encourage you, if you go to see the show, stay for that. And we have been talking about Whose Holiday, which is playing at Richmond Triangle Players through December 15th. And that's all we've got for this week's Curtain Call. We'll be back in 2 weeks with 3 more reviews. We also want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRIR. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.